Everything that I've done, and I mean everything, 100% of what I've done from a career point of view, is because someone else has suggested it to me.
Give me examples. So this is interesting. Because everyone watching this right now is building a career in some shape or form.
Yeah. I have. So when I quit also in 2010, people said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm waiting for someone to tell me. Because literally, I realized that whatever I've done, whatever I thought I would do, has failed. I mean, this is 100%. Coming back to India with Citibank.
So for the person watching, like just like kind of break your career down into college, and then what did you do?
Okay, college. Why did I do my BCom? My dad said do it.
Okay.
Why did I do my CA? My dad said do it.
So you're a BCom and MBA? CA from Bombay.
CA Bombay, and then why did I do my MBA? My dad said to do it. Okay. So my mom and dad said like go do it. So that's why I did it. I was a good son. Did it.
Also good strategy, by the way.
It worked. You know, today, so today when I see people telling me, you know, my folks want me to do this. You know, why did you do it? And I said, my dad told me to do it. Now, and it's interesting. So years ago, and our son was much younger. He'd gone on a holiday to spend time with his grandparents. And my dad called me and said, you know, I was talking to Kashif and you've not planned his life. So I said, yeah, but you know, I did yours. And I said, that's true. You told me what all to study. I mean, what I did after that was nothing, which is not as per the plan. It was out of syllabus. But he said, and I'm grateful for you telling me, getting me to do this. But I think that this guy can figure it out on his own and make his own mistakes. Huh. So that's what I did. And
where did you do MBA from? In India, outside?
No, I did my college was in Bombay, did my BCom at HR College. Then I worked for Pricewaterhouse as a chartered accountant. Then I spent a year in Dubai with KPMG because I was actually supposed to go to Chicago in 86 to the University of Chicago Booth School. And I was sick of studying, so I took a year off. And then I went to Dubai for a year, and then I went to Chicago. And I came, so then I was, and I worked for the summer of 88 at Citibank in the chairman's office. And I was working on a strategic plan for the bank and all that.
In New York.
Brilliant plan in New York. It was a great chance to sort of, you know, hang out with the top parts of the bank. We wrote a brilliant plan. The plan was implemented, and the bank lost a lot of money over the next 3 years. and I'm lucky I didn't stay on, because if I joined the team, I possibly would have got fired also. But anyway, and Citibank at that time was the world's largest bank. So I get a letter one day, because this is way back in 1988. So there was no email. So I would get a letter by courier saying, We'd like to interview you for the Asia Pacific
office.
And I wasn't keen on going back to India immediately. And the only reason I went for that interview was because it was a free trip to New York. I got drunk the previous night because I'm not interested in the interview. And I went out with a friend of mine, and we've still been friends all these years. And the next morning, the first guy interviewing me was this guy from HR at Citibank Hong Kong, who irritated me. The second person was this guy from Citibank Singapore. And by that time, my hangover is kicking in, and I'm now regretting why did I come here. And the third guy was Jaidev Iyer from Citibank Mumbai.
Okay.
My resume is all accounting, and more accounting and audit. So 5 minutes into the interview, he looks at me and says, Lewis, what do you think about marketing foreign exchange products in India? So I look at him and I tell him, I have no idea what you're talking about. I spent the next 11 years doing that.
Jaidev Iyer told you. he answered his own question in the interview?
So then he spent the next half hour, which I think is a good interview technique, telling me what the job is about as opposed to questioning me. And you know, and then he told me, let's go out for lunch, and then we met up for lunch, etc. But the point is that, you know, today people agonize about, you know, preparing for interviews, and I keep telling people, you got to prepare. This was again pre-internet, pre-LinkedIn, nothing. I knew nothing about the guy other than the fact that he's a very smart guy, because I talked to some people about him, etc. But talk about going in for an interview and getting asked about a job which you don't even never heard about yet.
Correct.
And to his credit, he had spent time talking to some of the people who I some interned with, and some of the people that I knew at Chicago, and he'd done his homework.
So he knew he wanted you, he just needed to get you excited.
That's right. And he promised me the job, which paid peanuts. But to me, that was an exciting opportunity. And that's why I came back. So again, today when I see people wanting to come back and saying, I want to have this salary and all that, I said, you know, I had none of that. I just, I was the lowest paid guy in my graduating class. And I thought I was a failure in a way because, you know, I didn't have this fancy job, etc. Anyway, so that's one thing. So that's how I got into banking. And so the first decade was in banking. The second decade was in private equity. And then since then, I've been in the non-profit world to a large extent.
So banking, private equity, non-profit, accounting.
And accounting first, yes. That's right. So that's been the sequence. And so people also ask, you know, why, you know, it's how do you move from one to the other? People asked me. I didn't sort of come up and say, listen, I'd like to do this. So and I think it's to the credit of those people for identifying that I can do it. Because quite often, we don't understand. And I'll talk to you about some of those stories about it. And therefore, I think, you know, people who look for prior work, relevant work experience, I think is nonsense. It's highly overrated. I look for instead for attitude. Attitude and basic skill sets is what is needed here. Hunger, right work ethic, etc. That's what's needed. Anyway, so then I